second week. Definitely warmer in the second week. Forehand through the centre of the court. The off backhand. That's a beauty from Goff. Stood her ground.
She's not going to want a 6-1 set, Coco Gauff, just for the sake of pride and needing to gain a bit of confidence here.
Yeah, she's inside the baseline. Again, she is trying to be aggressive with her style of play, but you've got to have the belief to go with that style of play. And there she held her ground. She capped herself inside the baseline. She took it to Świątek. But you have to do that again and again and again and again.
And that means playing outside of your comfort zone.
And when things don't go your way, retreating to how you would have played. You have to just keep going. Świątek on the baseline, plays the off backhand, runs back behind the baseline, but it's long from Gauff, and it's 30-15. So far on our winners unforced errors count, 14 unforced errors to 10 winners from Gauff and 5 unforced from Iga Świątek to just the 2 winners. ...30-15, reaches up for the serve and serves down the tee. It's thundered back. And then, it's the second time this match, Świątek is left standing as the ball shoots past her.
And the cry of come on from Coco Gauff, just trying to fire herself up a bit. As we said, the crowd will her on. They'll get behind her.
Takito Oda of Japan has booked his place in the men's wheelchair singles final, 6-1, 6-1 against his countrymen. High ball, Gauff should do it. Yes, she does. Slam dunk from Coco Gauff. Holds to 15. But very surely Iga Świątek will step up to serve for the first set, leading by 5-2.
And the bakery burners have been turned down again. Turned off.
Well, yes, in terms of your bagel or your one.
In terms of
cooking something, she's still firing on all cylinders.
Oh, there's no question about that.
What would be a pretzel? So you've got a bagel, a breadstick. What's a two? What could that be?
I'm not sure if that's a pretzel.
What would two be in a bakery? Pretzel more like an eight. Which would?
Yeah, so pretzel's too curly for a two, isn't it?
Yeah, that wouldn't work, would it? Well, any suggestions for bakeries or things that you have in bakeries that Iga Świątek might be cooking up? The umbrellas are over the players because the sun is shining down. Philippe Chatrier is pretty much full. And we have the US Open champion against the defending Roland Garros champion.
Jonathan's emailed in about grape scissors.
Not you supporting them.
Oh, Empress, I completely agree with Lady E. Grape scissors are very useful for taking the stem of grapes from the bunch. As for Courtney's waffles, just awful. She is great on the WTA website interviews, though. I agree with you on both counts. Waffles awful, Courtney brilliant.
Yes, I'll go with that. No, waffles aren't awful. It's just when you put them with chicken. 5-2.
I draw the line well before pancakes with bacon, frankly.
Yeah, but you don't like potatoes.
I don't like sweet and savoury. There are no potatoes in pancakes and bacon.
No, but there's kind of stodgy, doughy things, I feel, aren't your cup of tea. Świątek gets the forehand through the middle of the court. Lofted long from Gauff. She's just giving herself a little talking to at the back of the court.
Gauff wearing this very pale, almost translucent, light grey pleated skirt, black waistband, cream sleeveless top.
That pause from Świątek before she reaches up and serves deep. Forehand up the line, squash shot cross court from Świątek. The forehand cross court and deep from Gauff. And she draws the error.
Set up by a wonderful rasping return from Coco Gauff. We need to see a few more of those if Iga Świątek is going to start feeling in any way under pressure here.
Record in Grand Slam semi-finals, Iga Świątek 1-4, lost 1. When she gets to the championship match, she is 4-0. His ball boys nearly collided. Just avoided each other. 15 all, 5-2, 35 minutes on the clock. 3:45 in the afternoon. Świątek centre of the box, a little bit short, the off backhand from Goff, who stays in the backhand wing. Now she sprints to the forehand and it goes wide, and she wasn't settled, she wasn't balanced for the forehand, and Świątek's 2 points from the set.
And the crowd just, I think, starting to lose belief that Goff will turn this set around. She may yet turn this match around. But Świątek seems to be on an inexorable march.
5-2, 30-15. Serves down the tee, lofted wide. You get a little come on from Iga Świątek as she brings up the first of two set points. Oh, he was trying to start a chant. Didn't work.
Not a bad chant, though.
And it was a good chant, but just no one did it with him. It's on his own.
It ceases to be a chant at that point, doesn't it? It's just some bloke shouting.
Yeah, he was just doing his best, wasn't he? Set point. Serve out wide. The forehand netted. The come on from Iga Świątek up to a box. 36 minutes. And Iga Świątek closes out the first set by 6-2. At @radio_RG, if you'd like to join us, but no more waffles, no more chicken and waffles.
You can waffle, we can waffle, but Courtney can't put chicken and waffles together.
French Open Radio at fft.fr for your emails.
Justin says, hello, ladies. Absolutely adore the coverage you provide for Roland Garros. Well, thank you, Justin. If I were coaching Coco, I would say Iga loves to dictate and boss opponents around. You have to get her out of her comfort zone. She tries to force you into overhitting and making mistakes. I would say move her around, drop shots, try and pull her off the court using angles. Iga's forehand has a lot of motion on it, and giving her less time can cause errors. Also, stepping into the court when possible can help take time away from Iga. It's Justin in New Jersey. That sounds like pretty good advice to me, Justin. I think that's, you obviously know your stuff when it comes to tennis. I'd expect nothing less from our Radio Roland Garros audience, of course. Mari, hello Mari. Hello Gigi and Eleanor, thanks for the great and very descriptive coverage. Re-chicken and waffles, what is the basis for your strong objection? Chicken and waffles together. Chicken on its own, fine. Waffles on its own, fine. Chicken and waffles together, really not fine.
See, I didn't need to say anything. That was perfect harmony. But on Twitter, someone has just let Courtney know, in case she's not listening, that I've just said I don't like chicken and waffles. And Courtney's reply was, she doth protest too much.
But she thinks you secretly do like chicken
and waffles. I secretly go home to my hotel room and sort of gorge on chicken and waffles.
Where are you finding those?
Well, I don't
in this area of Paris.
I don't know where you are. We all look at Stefan, but he's no. I don't know where you'd find a chicken and a waffle, if I'm honest. Together, separately.
I think you'd have to go get chicken, go get waffles, and since you don't like them, I think it's extremely unlikely.
I just don't know why you'd... Our colleague from the radio station is next to us. He's nodding his head, but I'm not sure why. Because he hasn't got headphones on, but he's nodding his head away. We can look down.
Chicken and waffles, doesn't like them.
Yeah, he's probably. We can look to our right. We can see French radio down there. We've got Italian radio next to us. Alex Correccio isn't here for this one. Going further down, all the different commentary boxes as we are. Did you hear last night? Alex Correccio point blank ignored Marcus. He was almost tapping on the glass to get his attention. And absolutely nothing as Coco Gauff returns to the court.
Profoundly disappointing.
Got a little bit creepy towards the end when he was just...
I think tapping on the glass, pressing his nose up against it.
It was a little bit like that.
I mean, we're not that far off Alex Correccio getting some kind of restraining
order.
We're
going even further. I mean, he's already moved one box down. Next year, he's going to be the opposite.
Or on court Suzanne Lenglong for the whole week. Just as far away as he can get. Zach says, Iga's bakery might 3 be a palmier.
But what's 2? But yes, 3 could be. Goff underway. She took a bathroom break. She has to keep being aggressive. She has to keep believing. And as Eleanor touched on, she's got to stay way out of her comfort zone if she's going to turn this semi-final around. It's going to hurt. But that's what she's going to have to go through to try and get something out of this semi-final. She nets on the forehand as the returner serve came back to her feet. She swiveled, not enough height on the ball, didn't move the feet, and the forehand was into the net. Such an important game, this first game of the second set for Coco Gauff, who was broken to 15 in the very first game of the match, having won the toss and elected to serve. She serves out wide, spun back on the back edge of the baseline, inside out from Świątek, who scampers behind the baseline, puts the backhand through the middle of the court. Deep, very deep from Gauff. She goes drop shot. Here comes Świątek. She's quick, but she is not that quick. Wonderful change-up from Coco Gauff.
I think that might be the best point that Coco Gauff has played so far today. 40 minutes in, and that's not that she's played a terrible match so far, but she's just found it so, so difficult to shine against Iga Świątek, and she certainly shone there. Beautiful play from the American. Needs to follow it up, needs to string 2, 3, 4 of those points together now. Much easier said than done against Świątek.
There's a double fault. She slaps her thigh in frustration in terms of double faults so far in that match. It's her second, but it could prove costly. 30 all now, a pressure point already in the first game of the second set. Misses by a long way that first serve out wide. Second serve goes down the tee. The backhand's in play through the throat of the court. The off backhand is a delight from Gauff, and she brings up game point.
Well, creating the chance there, setting herself, and then just pulling the trigger. So simple when it goes well. Serve in. Follow-up not good enough from Świątek. Coco Gauff just putting the ball away. If she could have that point over and over again, she'd be set fair.
Second serve at game point. Second double fault in this game.
We did say that the serve is an area that she's really been working on, trying to improve. She does serve a lot of double faults. Her second serve is a bit of a weakness, is it? Something that she does struggle with.
And also, here. She can struggle a little bit with these pressure points, just seeing a stat, you know, a 20% winning return on pressure points from Juice, but she's just aced down the tee. That's through the course of the tournament.
Well, the serve is sometimes a friend and sometimes a foe to Coco Gauff.
Missed down the tee, went big. Ball boy scurries across, scoops up the ball, settles beside Aurélie Tourte's chair. Świątek, that slight sway, the upright stance onto the baseline, plays a double hand backhand to the feet of the backhand cross court from Gauff. And Gauff now with the forehand nets, not enough height on the ball, slaps her thighs. She looks distraught at times, Gauff, with how things are going.
Yes, just wiping her face. Part face wipe, part face palm, that one.
Yeah. Missed down the tee, down the centre line to the backhand of Świątek. Świątek, you can't see her face because the baseball cap is pulled down really low. Second serve goes to the off backhand that is skewed for the world number one. It has a quick glance up to her box, none of whom were looking in her direction, and it's game point. Go.
Well, the photographers will tell you that they find it very difficult to capture the expressions on Iga Świątek's face because of that baseball cap, because it puts her face in shadow. Almost makes her slightly more intimidating, if anything.
Gauff with a game point. Deep ball from Świątek, who nets. But come on from Gauff. She got herself out of a spot of bother there. A couple of double faults in that game. But she's held for the first game of the second set. But Świątek leads by a set to love.
Well, she's doing what she failed to do at the start of the first set, which was to make a good start and impose herself a little bit, certainly on the scoreboard. Vital, vital hold, I think, for Coco Gauff, that one. I think to go a set and a break down to Iga Świątek in this form, on this court, at this time, and you really are staring down the barrel if that happens.
Courtney Nguyen has said, the good women of Radio RG are trying to destroy me in absentia. But it's not, actually, Courtney, it's not me. I'd say it's Eleanor, if we're honest.
Where's the collegiate?
But do you honestly think, Eleanor Preston, this is from Courtney, that anyone will be taking your food takes seriously when you dismiss bacon and eggs? Do you not like bacon and eggs?
I didn't say bacon and eggs. I said I don't like bacon and pancake together because I don't like sweet food and savoury food in the same place.
Love bacon and eggs.
I don't eat bacon, but I love eggs.
So you are dismissing bacon and eggs then?
Well, that's because I don't eat bacon. I'm not dismissing it on the grounds that they shouldn't go together, whereas bacon and pancakes are wrong.
And someone has said, what about bacon on a donut? I can't even say the words together. Serve into the centre of the box. The forehand up the line from Goff. Down the line from Świątek. Back up the line. Spinny forehand. It's short. It's cross court and wide from Świątek, who's staring down at the line from the shot before.
Spencer's sent you a photo of some strawberries, which are Marcus-sized, is how I would describe them. Very small. Small but perfectly formed.
Robin said, Eleanor lost credibility with me when she started the potato hating. I mean, you started something here, Lady Preston. Love 15. Iga Świątek serves down the tee, miss it on the forehand, stop short. Cross cut. Ooh. Wow. A depth on that ball from Świątek with the forehand that just curled itself inside the baseline.
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every afternoon from 2 p.m. local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Live on radio.
Roland Garros.
Roland Garros.
Massive serve, just about finds a sideline on the return. Goff then spins the forehand up the line, but it stops mid-court. Back another lofted ball, brought down, backhand cross-court, short drag for Świątek. Down the line goes Goff, drops over from Świątek. Oof, Goff, kind of in no man's land, went to strike the forehand, overhit it, slapped her left thigh very hard once again, and it's 30-15.
Well, she tried to go back to Świątek there, and because she knew she was doing that, it had to be a very, very good shot. And it was overhit from Coco Gauff. Might have been a better play to try and hit at another point in the court and make Świątek work for it. We never miss ones from up here, do we? Of course. Now, there were moments in that first set where Coco Gauff did manage to put the Świątek serve under pressure. She needs to go back to those moments. Remember what she did right. Right some of the wrongs. Missed a couple of makeable shots in those situations. So we know that she can put the Świątek serve under pressure.
Świątek serves centre of the box. That one sits up high and backhand down the line. Then the drop shot from Goff doesn't make it. There's the point in the game for Świątek. So game all. Happy Mears had just been to buy my baguette and couldn't find anything obvious for a two as the shape of a two. How about a pan au chocolat as there'd be two sticks of chocolate in them? That could work. And upsettingly, Stefan and I stopped by our boulangerie today and they'd run out of pan au chocolats and I wasn't quite sure what to do. I mean, all these beautiful things in front of me, but you know when you're sort of in a routine? It wasn't there.
For a two, we could take the panorama apart.
Dealing with the pain and not
create.
Having...
Yeah, it's a bit of a first world problem, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Sorry. Forehand, heavy forehand from Goff down the line. Mary wants you to narrate Grimm's fairy tales.
I'm available. I'm happy to read bedtime stories, however grim they are, with two M's.
Cuts the serve out wide. The backhand cross court from Świątek, who scampers and slides the forehand, drops it over. Drop shot from Goff. Doesn't make it. She knew she hadn't made it. as soon as it came off her racket. And it's 15-all. Zachary says, I'm from Arkansas, where we've got some big old strawberries. Where'd that come from?
That's no need to boast, Zach, honestly.
And Max, statistician Max, Świątek is 72-1 when she's won the opening set on clay. Her only defeat was against Karolina Muchova back in 2019 in Prague.
I mean, that's madness.
I mean, it's highlighting what we were saying about how good a front runner she is. It is madness, though.
She's just an extraordinary player, a phenomenon. And sometimes when players are compiling their stats of greatness, people say, oh, it's boring, winning again. And there's a sameness about it. They perhaps don't get the credit that they're due while it's happening. It's only when people look back, and Chris Evert's a good example of this, you look back and say, God, that was an incredible stat.
Forehand stretch from Goff. It's opened up the inside out, which is where Świątek goes. She will draw the error, moves to 30. Well, Chris Evert is five boxes down from us in a beautiful pink suit, commentating on the semi-final.
Well, it's wonderful to see Chris Evert here. She's had some health challenges, and we're absolutely delighted to see her here.
One all, 30 all. Ace.
And I like Billie Jean King's idea of having a statue of Chris Evert here at Roland Garros. I think that would be a really appropriate way to commemorate the extraordinary stats that she compiled during her career, especially on clay.
Blocked back by Świątek. It's game point for Goff. She goes back behind the command, the fist bump to the box. She keeps her nose in front on serve, early stages of the second set. It's all she can do for now. She's doing it, and she leads 2-1 on serve, 52 minutes played.
Well, it is all she can do, but it's so important that she just keeps herself in this second set. Of course it is, because that's the end of her Roland Garros. And as I said, I think if you go a set and a break down to someone who runs in front as well as Iga Świątek and who is as ruthless as Iga Świątek, well, then it really is goodbye. Jen says loads of pain au chocolat where I've just been.
Oh, just, I can't believe it. So upset this morning. You expect there to be them. I know it's a first world problem, but you expect there's just this little tray. Empty.
Felicitas says, I'm sorry, I usually try not to get involved in these food discussions, but the notion that pancakes and bacon don't go together because it's sweet and savoury is just nonsense. You should take a day trip from Paris to southern Germany next Monday. We're in the middle of the asparagus season, and the only true way to eat white asparagus is with bacon in a pancake. Absolutely not.
What?
The bacon... the absolutely not was me.
No, I get it with the bacon, but then you put it in a pancake.
The pancake in itself is neutral, not sweet. Here's a picture attached. I'm not going to try and pronounce how that is in German.
Come on, go on, do it. Go on.
Absolutely not.
Please. Go on, please.
Go ahead.
You want me to?
Yeah. And I lived in Germany, so and
it's the Spargel.
Uh-huh.
Pfannkuchen Schnicken.
Bless you.
Świątek with the backhand cross-court clips top of the net. The backhand down the line is flat from Goff, and she draws the error cross court. But no, I'm not putting an asparagus in a pancake. I'm not doing that.
Asparagus is lovely, by the way.
No, I love asparagus.
Yeah, the sweet savoury thing is me. I'm not saying no one else can have it ever. I'm just saying I don't like it.
Love 15. 1-2. Świątek serves deep. Oh, overall.
Already taught. Just getting involved there, and Świątek did a little double take, as if to say,
well, hang on a second, why are we not doing it again then? Because Orentort's saying, well, you didn't get it anywhere near the court in the return, so I'm going to give her the point. We'll see if we can hear something here.
No, he did not. He called it
I think we heard that bit, didn't we?
We heard that bit.
Coco Gauff's essential point is that the call came, she heard the call and therefore stopped what she was doing. Stopped her swing, but she's not going to win that argument. She did argue with some vehemence, but politely and certainly within the bounds of the rules. The crowd, as always, like to put their tuppence in when somebody argues their point.
And during that, Iga Świątek was shadow swinging with her back to everything that was going on. Coco Gauff in tears after that exchange. She had to go to the back of the court to wipe the tears away. As she rightly said, this is a Grand Slam semi-final. The off backhand in play from Gauff. Wiping away more tears now, Gauff. She has to reset. As wronged as she feels, as emotional as she is, she must reset as quickly as possible.
We've all had those moments, haven't we, where we're so frustrated. They're not really tears of distress as much as tears of anger and the stress of the situation, I think, just coming out a little bit with Coco Gauff there.
Serve down the tee, 15-30. Świątek, a high, deep forehand. Świątek, a backhand cross court to the backhand. Long! And again, she'll use her sweat on the left wrist just to wipe across her eyes and her cheeks and her chin where the tears have fallen.
If Coco Gauff loses this match, it won't be because of that point or that decision. But it could be because it affected her.
57 minutes on the clock. Good deep serve from Świątek, places the ball. Didn't move her feet, just swung from the waist, missed the court altogether, and now a break point opportunity for Coco Gauff.
The best thing that Coco Gauff can do here is try and channel some of that frustration, use it to fire herself up, gain a bit of inspiration from it.
Serve down the tee. It's a short ball back in. It's a very deep forehand back, and Świątek will drive this forehand out of the air. A perfectly played clutch point when she needed it to be.
And a pronounced fist pump from Świątek. Bending forward, punching the air.
Deuce. 6-2 first set, Iga Świątek. 1-2 on serve, just saved a break point. Coming up to an hour of match play in this first semi-final. Gigi and Ellen are with you, and Stefan. As Gauff steps up to the baseline and hits the forehand through the middle of the court, it's swung cross-court off the backhand for Świątek and then spins her forehand cross-court. A lofted ball sits up high, brought down backhand cross-court for Świątek. It is too good for Gauff, who apologises to the member of the crowd because the ball shot off into the second row. And it is game point.
And he missed the one-handed catch. It was very close to it. It would have been like a slip catch in cricket. Suddenly coming at him.
Missed. Point for two all. That's a big serve. It's a mid-court return and she misses. The backhand just lofts it long.
This could be a moment here for Coco Gauff. Świątek's been, by her very, very high standards, just a little bit patchy in this game.
Serve out wide, spins back, sits up, Gauff scampers and scurries the backhand side. She's now moved to the forehand, but it's long. It is long from Gauff. She looks up to Aurélie Tourte, who confirms the call, and another opportunity now for Coco Gauff to get the break in this second set. Coco Gauff still going strong in the doubles with her partner Katerina Siniaková. Serve down the tee, sort of flat back off forehand from Goff, who plays a backhand through the middle of the court. The off forehand from Świątek. Świątek, the forehand whipped cross court on the angle from Goff, down the line from Świątek, back up the line. The squash shot cross court from Świątek, down the line from Goff. A lofted high ball that will not find the court. And Coco Gauff roars and screams, letting go of all that frustration because she has broken the serve of Iga Świątek and she leads by 3-1.
And trying to lift, I think, herself and the atmosphere, trying to get this crowd animated and behind her, raising her right hand into the air, lifting her fingers as if to say, come on, come with me on this journey, push me forward. Well, a breakthrough, finally, for Coco Gauff. Must consolidate it, though.
100%.
Must consolidate it.
Serve down the tee, the backhand thunders back, cross court on the defence from Goff, and Goff opens up the forehand and goes cross court to the forehand, cross court. They play cross court and cross court, then it's down the line and very deep for Świątek, hits the off backhand, and Świątek with one, she just pummeling these balls. Great defence from Goff that finally breaks down with a backhand into the net, and it's love 15.
And again, we see that final shot from Coco Gauff just breaking down, succumbing to the pressure. And that is not necessarily a reflection on Goff. It's also a measure of how well Świątek hits the ball, especially on this surface, time and time and time again.
Slightly distracted, the wind picked up, noises around, settles herself, reaches up now and serves. Very deep serve, gets the backhand to the feet and she flips the ball cross court. Goff, Goff goes drop shot. Here comes Świątek, who scoops it up and slides about the pickup from Goff. The put away nearly from Świątek. And Goff did reach it, couldn't control it, and it's love 13.
So frustrating for Coco Gauff. Did a lot of things right in that rally, but midway through, she found herself having hit a drop shot to get Świątek into the net, went to hit a lob and ended up just passing it, almost handing it back to Świątek. And from that moment on, the point was lost.
Serve out wide. Oof, that came back with a little bit of venom. It's blocked back up the line. Coco Gauff steps in with an off backhand winner, absorbing and redirecting the pace of the Świątek ball.
That's what we need to see more of from Coco Gauff. It's a sense that if this game slips away, that could be it.
Down the tee, tried to thunder it back. Świątek looks at the strings on her racket and it's 30-all.
Otherwise, that break of serve, that moment with the crowd, well, that just becomes a consolation and a pretty poor one at that.
30-all from love 30. Nets on the first serve, takes the ball from the shorts on the left-hand side. Świątek on the baseline, plays the forehand. Oh my word, did she crunch that ball? It was right into her wheelhouse. The rotation on the ball, it spun off cross court on the angle for a break back point.
But there are times like that where Iga Świątek looks like she has a spring-loaded arm. You hit it, it springs back at you. Such a fast motion.
Her serve is netted down the tee. Second serve is a soft serve and the backhand comes back and through the middle of the court goes Goff. And Goff with the forehand, it clips the top of the net and it goes wide. And Świątek gets this match back on serve. The immediate break back for from the world number one. So we look up to the score, but then it reads 3-2 in favour of Goff. But we are on serve. First set, Świątek 6-2.
Almost soul-destroying for Coco Gauff. Now, we know that she's resilient. We know that she will fight. She's a Grand Slam champion. She has pride. She has inner confidence. She knows that all things are possible here. But that was a body blow, you feel, to her chances of getting through this semi-final.
Yeah, you really do. Carol in Minnesota says, hoping Coco can pull herself together here. Well, she very much did, because she got the break, but unfortunately just been broken out. This was sent through a few minutes ago. A lot of people weighing in on your dislike of certain foods. It's good, because I normally get grief about food, so I'm quite happy for you just to take this and run with it.
Yes, I would point out my brother is quite a well-known foodie, and when he started his career writing restaurant reviews in Australia, he used to occasionally mention me. He'd take me to restaurants as the ultimate test, and he used to mention me as my fussy sister. So.
Oh, I see.
I am quite selective. I would say that.
You are.
Carol in Minnesota is very much with me. I'm so with you on the dislike of sweet savoury. Whoever started the bacon on donuts thing ought to be locked up.
I'll let you know what Lady Eleanor has for dinner tonight and how fussy she is.
I've already chosen, because Chris Bowers very thoughtfully sent us the menu.
I've actually already chosen as well, I think. 2-3. Pause from Świątek before she reaches back, rocks on her heels and serves them to the box. The forehand thunders back, but it's redirected, drops over. It's brought Goff in. And Goff fires the ball past the outstretching Świątek.
I wavered on the starters, not going to lie, but I was very clear on the main course.
No, I don't think I wavered on either. But I'm a creature of habit. Love 15. 2-3. And we've been there for a few years now. Świątek serves in the middle of the box. It's sliced back and long, and it's 15 all.
And the atmosphere's gone a little flat again here in Court Philippe Chatrier, hasn't it? It lifted. Coco Gauff got that break of serve. And we thought, oh, we're on here. The match is on here. Crowd got behind her. She encouraged them. Like a conductor, waving her hand, just trying to get them to get louder. That just suddenly seems like quite a long time ago. And the ball toss just letting Iga Świątek down. We did see that a few times in earlier matches from the world number one. Struggles sometimes a little bit on the height and the rhythm with the ball toss. And she was doing it even when the roof was closed in the first week, where there was no wind, there were no external factors.
Świątek serves out wide. It is spun back down the line. Goff scampers and slides to the backhand side, but she's defending. She's at sixes and sevens. Świątek totally in control, finds the open court and takes the point.
If I were Coco Gauff, I'd be somewhat reassured to see Świątek struggling with something. So few signs of weakness. It's almost as if she'd found a flaw and is busily trying to fix that as well. I'm sure it doesn't feel like that to Świątek. I'm sure she comes off court and thinks, well, that needs to be better. I need to do that better. That's not good enough. I need to fix that. I need to work on that.
Oh, they never stop learning.
That's what tennis players are like, perfectionists to their core.
Backhand down the line from Świątek. It's loose and off-balanced from Goff. Game points for 3-3.
And it's hard to believe in lots of ways that Świątek is still only 23. I heard her interview where she was talking about this match, looking ahead and talking about the improvements that Coco Gauff had made in her game. And she sounded as though she was a veteran player talking about a young rookie.
And she's only just turned 23 during Roland Garros. What a fitting place for her, like her idol Rafa Nadal, to celebrate her birthday. To the scampering ball boys. They are back in position. We've had an hour and 10 minutes of play. Paulini, Ondrejeva to come, not before 5 o'clock. And again, having a little trouble with the ball toss, the world number one. Serve out wide, back to her feet, spins the ball down the line. Shonta gets a mid-court ball, cuts the backhand short. The stretch and the pass from Goff.
Better from Goff. Just a little look to her team, just saying, yep, yep, this is what I need to do. I'm still in this. Remember, we're on serve here. It kind of feels almost as though she's a breakdown because she surrendered the break-up that she was. But we're still on serve. There are still opportunities here.
Deep body serve, back mid-court from Goff. Goff with the forehand netted. There's the point, the game, 3-3. Looking at the live rankings, obviously points dropped off because she won this title last year, but just to highlight how far ahead she is, how things stand at the moment with Goff up to number two, Świątek has 10,475 points. Goff, the closest to her, 7,988. And should Świątek win this and go on to defend her title, Coco Gauff will still have 7,988 and Iga Świątek will have 11,695.
My maths is not good enough to even put into words how daunting that is, but it's a chasm, isn't it?
Yeah, it's astonishing. And really, the only two anywhere near her at the moment are Goff and Sabalenka in the 7,000s in terms of their points. Then it drops down to just under 6,000 for Rybakina, who's had a torrid time, not able to defend India Wells or Rome. And then Vondrousova down at 4,500 points. She really is in a league of her own right now. The Polish player.
Jody from the US says, if Coco wants to ever win this tournament, she has to work on her serve. You say her second serve is a weakness, but honestly, it's her inability to consistently make first serves that puts her in the awful position of having to hit the weak second serve so much. Yeah, I mean, you're right, Jody. I think they play into one another. If you miss your first serve and you're not confident in your second serve, you're going to get double faults and you're going to lose points. There are a lot of players. Serena Williams is a great example whose second serves were good enough to make it not matter if she didn't have a great serving day.
Four double faults now for Coco Gauff in this match. She gets her serve down the tee, but then it's loose on the follow-up forehand. And it is love 40. And Gauff, also I think the body language of Gauff, head down, slapping the thigh. I mean, she looks fairly distraught out there, fairly void of ideas or even hope.
Yeah, she's been on the back foot pretty much throughout this match. There was a moment there, wasn't there, a moment of hope when she broke serve. But as we said, that's a long time ago now, or at least feels like it.
Forehand cross court, triple break points for Świątek. Hits a heavy, flat forehand. She comes for, she let this ball bounce, Świątek. Hammer it out the sky, the stretch from Goff. Hammered out the sky again from Świątek. And there is a break to love. And that is a 4-3 with a break lead in the second set. For the world number one, who looks for all the world that she's going to equal her longest ever winning run on clay, which was 18 matches, move to 20 straight matches won at Roland Garros, and book her place back in the Roland Garros final on Saturday.
Well, I'm just trying to recall Coco Gauff's results at Wimbledon last year. Looking ahead beyond this match, if we assume that Iga Świątek will continue the way she's going and this match is likely to finish fairly shortly. For Coco Gauff, in terms of that number one race, I believe she had a pretty poor...
Well, Gauff lost in the first round.
I was going to say, she had a bad Wimbledon last year.
And then went on an absolute tear through the American hardcourt series.
So looking at Wimbledon, there's an opportunity there because she does play well on grass. She has had great results and made a breakthrough really on grass in beating Venus Williams in the first round as just a 15-year-old. So she is a player who likes that surface, I think. That's an opportunity for her. I wouldn't be stunned if she, I would say, would almost be certainly one of the contenders for the Wimbledon title. She might well be my pick. So all is not lost here in terms of her year. And this is a semi-final. She knows what it's like to lose in the first round of a Grand Slam. And it is a lot better to lose in the semi-final, as much as this is going to hurt. I think that head-to-head record is going to start to punish her now, because suddenly the muscle memory of losing match after match after match to Iga Świątek, well, that's going to make this job harder and harder with every point.
4-3 with the break. Presidential Tribune behind world number one. Who serves into the centre of the box, the backhand deep from Goff, and Goff with the backhand down the other wing, the lofted high ball from Świątek. Goff will let it bounce and do the overhead from the back of the court for a winner, straight past Iga Świątek, who did not move a muscle. Just let you know that these sets of pie have lost Petros and Stefanos in the quarterfinals, but the positive they take to Arevalo and Pavic, but the positive they take is they have now qualified to represent Greece at the Olympics as a pair.
Well, that is a fantastic achievement, isn't it?
So a run just when they needed it, when you think the cutoff is Monday. Miss serve out wide.
But it's hard to find opportunities to play.
Yeah.
Certainly for Petros Tsitsipas.
4-3, love 15. Goff inside the baseline, thunders that ball back onto the shoelaces of Świątek, who suddenly got it back. Goff now with another forward, heavy, heavy ball, but it's coming back on the defence from Świątek. Goff comes forward, stretches for the ball, but another penetrating ball from the world number one down to the feet of the onrushing American.
Well, Goff not coping well when she's drawn in and has to volley successive volleys, and that is down, I think, as much as anything to the way Świątek is hitting the ball. Could not control the volley there. As Coco Gauff, we know, has qualified for the Olympics. She qualified some months ago. She'll be excited about that. Had to miss the Tokyo Games with COVID. So she will feel that she's got somewhat unfinished business.
Yeah, the four American women are locked in, all barring Pegula recovering from injury. A miss hit from Świątek lands in. Just missing out at the moment is Emma Navarro. Keys is in there. Collins is in there. Goff is in there. Pegula is in there. They are your four who have qualified. And into the net goes Coco Gauff, 30-15. Świątek has been upset in the men's quad singles semi-final. So Sam Schroeder, the second seed of Netherlands, he went through earlier. But Niels Vink, his country in the top seed, has lost to Guy Sasson of Israel, 6-2, 6-3. So an upset in the quad semis. And it'll be Sasson of Israel that'll face Schroeder of the Netherlands in the final. So we're piecing together things as we head into finals weekend. We had the first one earlier today, where Roger Vasselin and Laura Sigmund, the mixed doubles champions for 2024. They only got together 2 hours before the cutoff deadline for entries. Forehand down the line from Goff. Goff's forward with a backhand. She doesn't control it. It flies long. Game points for 5-3 for Iga Świątek.
Well, if you think my voice is going to give you nightmares, I shouldn't watch that volley back. Okay, Goff is... may have hit worse shots in her career, but I doubt very many of them. Just got everything wrong. I think it's a sign perhaps that her brain is starting to get a little scrambled by the scoreline, the situation, the opponent. And in the photographer pit, just a little bit of movement, a couple of people moving around.
What are they doing?
Leaving it very late and then walking very slowly out of the photo pit. What? And getting a lot of dirty looks from all the other photographers as a consequence.
Absolutely. Serve out. What a time to move around. There's the cry from Świątek. She is a game away from being back in the Roland Garros final.
And we should say, the photographer's pit that we're talking about, it's about as courtside as you can get. Literally a row of roses between you and the players. So any movement among those photographers is going to disrupt play. Well, Coco Gauff is finding herself disrupted by a rampant Iga Świątek here. This has, so far at least, played out the way the head-to-head suggested it would, the way Iga Świątek's form this year suggested it would.
Gauff serving to stay in the singles. Missed first serve. Świątek has won their last three meetings, all in straight sets. Is she going to make that four? Looks for all the world like it's going to be so. Goff with the second serve, gets it down the tee in the backhand return, and a sliding backhand cross court from Świątek, and a backhand through the middle from Goff, the off forehand from Świątek, and then hits a forehand cross court, another forehand, this one through the middle of the court, and the forehand cross court from Goff, and it's netted from the world number one.
Better from Coco Gauff, going down the middle. It's quite a smart play. Took away Świątek's fantastic movement from her. But finding these successful tactics now is a bit like finding a great restaurant on the day before you go home on your holiday. When you've been eating sandwiches all week.
This is all sounding so familiar. Ooh, net's getting in the way, just adding to the tension.
So close to being a double fault from Coco Gauff, and we've seen a few of those in this match.
It's over to the set. Ooh, hello. Świątek just teed off on that ball.
I was so disgusted with it, she marched off as if she'd had nothing to do with it. Świątek wearing this, what I think is like a tie-dye dress, isn't it? It's blue and orange merged together. It's actually not a dress, it's shorts and a top, but it's a little twin set. White down one side, the merge of colours on the other.
Serves return winner for the world number one, who wants to get the job done. And a confirmation of the score involving a Brit in the girls' doubles quarterfinal. Disappointment for the second seeds, Hannah Klugman and Mimi Xi. They've lost in straight sets to Jones and Paganetti. God, there's another Italian involved who are the fifth. He's taken over an Australian-Italian combination there. The backhand up the line from Goff. Oof, and a frame shot from Świątek. And a couple of game points for the American.
That was like a foul ball in baseball from Świątek there. Yes, what price Italian medals in the Olympics here at Roland Garros? Got to think they've got a good chance.
Well, what price titles for this championships, let alone the Olympics? Game points. Down the tee, snap back to the feet, the forehand cross court and deeper from Goff, and she has to hold her ground here and plays the backhand down the line. Thought about stepping in, but she stays just inside the baseline. Goff going toe-to-toe Świątek, but she goes long, and the first of the game points has been saved.
And Goff, not for the first time in this match, just finding that she can't cope with that forehand. Forehand nicely grooved. Świątek barely moving there, just hitting forehand after forehand after forehand, each with a little bit more venom on it.
Still got a game point, miss serve down the tee. An hour and 23 if you're just joining us. Iga Świątek 6-2, 5-3. Goff serving 3-5, 40-30. Sun shining down on Philippe Chatrier. A packed Philippe Chatrier, the first of the semi-finals. Backhand cross court deep to the long from Goff, and it's juice. Down in her haunches, struck that backhand.
Coco Gauff just dancing on her toes a little bit, trying to get a little bit of joy and self-belief back. It's been a fairly sobering and miserable experience for her today.
Serve down the tee, backhand through the middle of the court, trying to bring up another game point here. Goff with the forehand nets. And after an hour and 25 minutes, it is match point for the defending champion to book her place back in the Roland Garros final. Świątek asks Goff to wait. Goff does. Now she's ready. Got to get this first serve. Gets it. Oh, the net. Right, I think everyone's had their say. Serve clips the net again.
Orly Tort did a great job there, didn't she? It reminded me of that bit in Austin Powers where it's bag of shush, bag of shush. Stefan's obviously seen the film.
Serve down the tee, back through the middle of the court. Goff inside. This is match point. Swiatek, a miss hit from Swiatek, flattened out by Goff. Goff with the forehand going cross court deep to the spinny forehand middle of the court. The off forehand winner from Goff, and the match point is saved.
Well, when she looks back on this match, I don't think it'll be with a smile. I don't think it'll be a happy memory for her, but she should remember moments like that. She's played at times good tennis. Swiatek just coming and chatting to the umpire. They're looking up in this direction. I promise you it isn't us. Whether there are people moving in Swiatek's eye line behind Goff. The end of the
flag.
Court.
The waving of a flag being distracted by. Right. Stop wafting the flag around. Juice. Serve down the tee. Oh, this net's getting involved.
Orly Tort once more with her bag of shush. It's time to the flag.
Game point. Serve out wide, the backhand. Oh, it finds the court, the corner of the court. The raised fist to the skies from Iga Swiatek, who is looking to get the job done here and now. Back to Juice, nearly 8 minutes in this game played in the second set.
I don't think Coco Gauff thought that was going to land in. Rather adds insult to injury here.
Serve down, a good serve, but a knifing return. Cross court winner on the angle from Goff that leaves Swiatek standing. Another point to close out this game.
And that rather makes you wonder what might have been if Goff had, in particular, got that first serve in more often.
First serve is netted out wide. Second serve goes down the tee. Forehand snap back to the feet of Goff. It goes cross court in the mid-court forehand. Another forehand from Goff going down the line to the backhand that floats and sits up, brought down backhand. Goff thought about coming in, but she steps back and she was kind of in no man's land. She hadn't come forward enough. She hadn't retreated enough. So she overhits the forehand.
Almost all the clouds have receded. From over centre court here, over court Philippe Chatrier.
That's good news. Juice. Serve down the tee, snap back to the feet, and the backhand is netted by Goff, and it is match point number two for the world number one and defending champion.
Well, the cloud that remains is a little cloud over Coco Gauff's head. It's coming up on the 1 hour and a half mark, 1 hour and 29 minutes.